This day, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Father God, no matter what's going on around us, Lord God, we know that you reign. We know that your word declared that you reign in the heavens and the earth. We know that you have sent us for to be ambassadors for you on this earth. So this day, Lord God, we come and we repent from all sins. Everything that we have done, Lord God Almighty, you said in your word, if we come and if we ask for forgiveness, you are good and you are just to forgive us from all unrighteousness. So this day, Lord God, we come at the feet of the altar and we said, wash us now from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. Cleanse us now that we may be able to come boldly to the throne of grace and to seek mercy in the time of need. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you this day. Praise your holy name. We thank you this day that we are delivered and set free. And because we are delivered and set free and we ask for forgiveness, we not only are able to come, but we can come boldly. And we could declare that we are the righteousness in Christ. We can declare that Satan is under our feet and there is no more power that has been given to him. But you gave it to us, Lord God, because when you was leaving this earth, you told us to occupy until you come. So, Father God, as we are occupying today, we ask you, O Lord God Almighty, to send the armor of God, the fire of God, the anointing of God upon our lives, that we may be able to move strategically through the earways, through the eyeways, and on the byways, in our family, in our friends, in our neighborhoods, in our community, in our locations, in our state. Lord God Almighty, we thank you for eyesight. We thank you that we are able to see and hear and know. We thank you that we are able to walk in the supernatural. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. We thank you when the enemy tries to come in, Father God, you declare that you will raise up a standard. Oh, we thank you that as we stand today with our loins guard up, Lord God, it is guard up with a preparation of the gospel. In the name of Jesus, we call for peace. Lord God, let me go to Ephesians 6, and I declare no weapon that form against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment shall be condemned. The forces of the enemy will come, but Lord God is not going to come by you, and it won't come by us. You're not going to send it, but Lord God, when it comes, we know how to stand. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We will put on the old armor of God. I tell you, Lord God Almighty, I have this thing in my house, the armor of God. And yesterday my sword got broken and I'm like a liar. I will take my sword back up and I'll put it on my thing. I love it. It is on the Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18. We put on a whole armor of God that we may be able to stand when the enemy comes. And listen to what the word of God said. Wiles. That means it and miss. That means it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. That means it's coming. It is no danger. It is coming. Why is it coming? Why is it coming? It is coming to disturb. It is coming to attract you and make you feel like you're under attack. Let me tell you something. If you change your mindset when the attack comes, you're not going to go under it. You're going to go over it and you're going to stand with your loins guarded. Remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Maybe you guys need to take this scripture out And maybe you should do a research on it. What is wickedness in high places? Governmental system. One of them is the high places. Kings and governors on the earth. You need to go do a research. You think the devil is just going to roll over and give up stuff to you? No! You are an ambassador on the earth and you're supposed to be here to represent well. That is what we will be praying about. Representation. Who are we representing? We are representing Jesus. And don't you know if you're representing Jesus, you're supposed to walk like him. You're supposed to think like him. You're supposed to do the same thing that he does. And the word of God declare that greater power, greater anointing. El kosha malararababasande. Occupy until he come. If I pray, and I pray in the spirit, and if I don't have any interpretation, I am ministering to myself through the Father. My loins is guarded with the truth. That means I walk in truth. Breastplate of righteousness, that mean I walk in righteousness. I stand holy before the Father God. Yes, we may mess up sometime, but we quickly repent. Preparation of the gospel, my feet, everywhere I go, every soil I touch on, I'm supposed to promote the kingdom of God and talk about peace and joy and righteousness. And I take the shield of faith in the mighty name of Jesus to release every single dart. One of them could be ammunition. That means we walk today with natural gun. This could be the gun in the spirit, the faith, where you go ta 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 and release the power of the Holy Ghost. Release the word of God. It will not quench you, but it will take down the enemy. It will take down the enemy, because sometimes you don't need no quenching. Sometimes you need fire. And the helmet of salvation. Let's get back up to the fire. Sometimes you need fire. Sometimes you gotta step on the enemy. Step on us. Oh my God, I was listening to this storm. A song from Jamaica. Step on the enemy. And sometimes you gotta step on his neck. The helmet of salvation. The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always in all kind of prayer and supplication in the spirit. All kind of spirit, all kind of spirit, all kind of prayer. Father God, we thank you this day. Father, we come against every foul demonic spirit. We command every suicidal spirit, every seducing spirit, every lying dictator spirit want to come against your child of God today. We drive it back to the pit of hell where it comes from, and we drive it out now. Come into your house, come into your home, come into your home, come into your car, come into your generation. We command that generation to come in line with the word of God. We drive away every spirit of confusion. Oh my God, every dictatorship. Every lying demon force, we say, come down off your pumps and pride. Come down off your high horses. We said, you must bow now to my word. You must bow now to the word of God that brings power, that brings fire. Heavenly Father, we pray that everything that we do today will be done decently and in order. Heavenly God, we thank you today that the words that comes out of my mouth, I will meditate upon your word. I will meditate upon your joy. I will meditate upon your peace. I will meditate upon your righteousness. Hide us now behind the cross. Let you, the Holy Father, come forth and be glorified. Glorify yourself through us, Lord God, that we may be separated now for the master's use. Separated now for the master's use. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, not I, but you live and reign inside of us, that we can be able to declare David today. And David would say, he don't come in his might, but he come per se, what I would say, under the power of the Holy Ghost. Took up that slingshot and took the enemy out. Father, we thank you this day. Let everything that we do today, Lord God, let it be done decently and in order. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We worship the Holy Spirit that we welcome you in our midst today. We hide ourselves behind the cross and we let you come forth and be glorified. Glorify through us, oh God. Glorify through us. Oh, we say glorify your name. Glorify your name to all the earth. Glorify your name. Glorify your name. Glorify, 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 glorify. Glorify your name throughout all the earth. Throughout all the earth. Oh, Malaya Sotina Nanana, ye. Oh, Rama Malokonda Labate. Glorify your name throughout the earth. I worship you, God. I worship you, God. I worship you, God, today. David worshiped you. He worshiped you out of his clothes. I worship you. Glorify your name. Let everything that we do today, let it be done decently and in order. For your glory and for your praise. We welcome you now, Holy Spirit, in this place. We welcome you, Lord. We welcome your Spirit. Heaven and earth rejoice because we are communicating today. Thank you for your holy angels that encamp around about us now. In the name of Jesus, bring forth your war angels to war with us in the Spirit. That we can glorify your name, not only on the earth, but in the heavens. And when men see us, they will know that you alone is Jehovah. Your ways are just and true. We thank you today in the name that is above every single name. Okay, Father, use me. Use me. Use me. Use me, I pray. I bow now before you. And I come into the heavenly now, I pray. And as I spread my hands out, Lord God, I listen to what you have to say. Let there be peace. Let there be peace in our homes. Let there be joy in every single place that we go to. Father, even though right now it may look dim and grim and the water may look murky and smelly, Lord God Almighty, I stretch my hands out right now. I stretch my hands out right now. You on the line, stretch out your hand right now. And let the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost come in and touch. Touch you from the inside out that you will not have any kind of fear of the unknown. Hallelujah. Under the sound of my voice, I want you to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for restoring me back to your salvation. Thank you, Lord. With swords drawn today, let us arm ourselves today for war. Changes are coming. The Holy Spirit said there is change in the atmosphere. There will be change. The urgency is now. It's time for you to go forth and tell the world that Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. The church will move under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Jesus is coming. He is going to anoint you just like he anointed David. Jesus is coming. Anointing of the Holy Spirit, touch now. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Greener than grass. The grass that gets sunlight and water every day. Green, 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 green. The grass is green. See the grass green all around you. But he's saying, yes, it was green. Yes, it was green. Yes, looking at it now, it was green. But he's saying, it is harvest time. The harvest is ripe. So therefore, if it's ripe, it's going to turn to gold. It's going to be yellow. Because it is ripe. Not everything like the pear, you know, like the pear in Jamaica, when you got to feel it to make sure it's ripe. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you go out there in the field and the field is ready for harvest. Hay, when the hay is ready, it gets yellow. It is ready for harvest. It is harvest time. Lives now are in the balance. Jesus said, I'm coming. I am coming. Go now into the vineyard. Take in the spoils. Let Isaiah 45 verse 3 becomes your everyday life from this day forward. Go now into the marketplace. And win souls for the kingdom. I see them running all over. When are you going to be attracted? Oh my God, souls are going to be attracted to you. Get to know the Word of God. Get to know the Holy Spirit. Get to know. This is not about church. This is not about church. This is about kingdom building, which is the kingdom of God itself. Jesus is coming. The time is at hand. Go now and preach the gospel with signs following, saith the Lord. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about things or what you don't have. The Father God said, know the word of God. Invite the Holy Spirit, and it's not about speaking in tongues, it's about the Spirit of God living and reigning inside of you. Invite the Holy Spirit in every day from this day forward. He is going to lead you. He is going to guide you. When you least expect it, you're going to have the information to give out. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and minister to your people. Kingdom come, kingdom reign, kingdom builders, soldiers in the army, let's move forward and fight the good fight with the Holy Spirit on our side. I see warriors with their arms raised. I see them just like you would see a warrior with the helmet in their hand. The helmet they take off of their head because they want to say, you know what? I'm getting prepared. The helmet is not on their head yet. So they're getting prepared and then they're being dressed for battle. I see them being dressed for battle. Take out Ephesians 6 verse 10 and start dressing for battle. Start dressing for battle. Put on your first piece first and then come all the way down to the end. Dress for battle and see what every dress piece in Ephesians 6, see what it means. Hallelujah. I want to thank you today for being on the call. I want to thank you for being on the call. The Spirit of God is so heavy. It is just so heavy. God is so real. The power of God is real. The anointing of God is real. I want you to remember this day. I want you to remember that this is the day that the Lord has made, and you should always rejoice in these days once you have life. I hide myself now behind the cross, and whatever comes out of my mouth, I want to be used prophetically today to minister to you. So from this day, right now, from now, on this line, it's going to be prophetic utterance coming from the Holy Spirit. I want you to feel the fire of God. Anything that's not in your, that's in your life, that's not supposed to be in your life, I want you to put your hand up. You don't have to yell. You don't have to make sounds. Just put yourself, your hand up, and just see the Holy Spirit with the fire of God changing lives from today. Right now, I put my 10 fingers together, and I'm holding them right in front of me. And I believe you should do the same thing at a point of contact, letting the demonic spirit know that they are subject to the sound of your voice. They are defeated. When you read Colossians 2, it tells you that they are defeated. You are dealing with a defeated foe. Let me see Colossians 2:15. It is a defeated foe that you are dealing with. Father, build me up, 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 build me up. The presence in the spirit. This presence in the spirit. The presence in the spirit. Colossians 2 verse 15. Blotting out. Blot out. Verse 14, it says blot out. He's blotting out everything, every ordinance, no matter what is in your life. Blot it out. The Holy Spirit already took care of it. When he put Jesus on the cross, when he nailed him on the cross, verse 14, he said, Jesus spoiled all principalities and powers, made a show of them openly. And he triumphing over them. You can walk in victory. You can walk in power. Holy Spirit is real. The kingdom of God is real. And today, I'm telling you, trust him with all your might. Trust him with all your heart. I want to talk to you about something. I'm not going to be too long. But when I was looking over David and Saul, I know you guys read those scriptures. I know you guys read 1 Kings. I know you guys read 1 Samuel. Not 1 Kings, but 1 Samuel. Because I have it right here in my book. I know you guys read 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 15. And 16 and 17. And one of the ones, when I went back in to change the stuff on my word here, it should have been all the way down to verse 51, 17 to 51, but it stopped at 5 because the one left off. And if you didn't get a chance to read it, you know, continue reading it, verse Samuel 17 to all the way down to 51. Well, you see, we started out on a journey where Samuel went to Saul. Saul was disobedient. He was told to take everybody down, kill everybody, down to the animal. But no, he didn't. He disobeyed God. What he did? He took the kings with him. He took the king with him. That's what Samuel did. That's what Saul did. He took the king with him. The animals, everything that they're not supposed to do, he took them. Disobedient. So we should all repent from disobedient. I know I have to repent from disobedient. Because if the Father tell you to do something and you're not doing it, you're being disobedient. If he tell you I want you to do this and you're not doing it, that's being disobedient. Even if you eat the wrong thing and he tell you not to eat it, that's being disobedient. So I myself have to walk in obedience. The only thing, all those dumplings, those Jamaican dumplings, and if I eat more than one or two, I'm going over into disobedience. Because he might say, okay, have only one. But because, you know, you want to have two. Okay. That's being disobedient. So it doesn't matter. All sin is sin. So we have to repent. We got to repent. What else? What else? What did he say, David? Okay. You know what, Saul? You messed up. You try to act stupid. That he tried to act stupid. What he did. What did Samuel say to him right away when he tried to come against him? Because Saul have a spirit on him. Saul always have a spirit. Always act up. So, the same way he rent the hem of Samuel's garment, he said, that's the same way. Today, the kingdom is ripped out of your hand. I know you read it because I read it. I'm going to take it away from you. I'm going to give it to your neighbor. Now, who was his neighbor? Jesse's son. In my generation, my grandmother is a prophetess. But they did not do what they need to do. So, I think it jumped off to somebody else. So, when the father called me, I get specific instructions. This is what I want you to do. And I could declare today, he called me in the fivefold ministry. So, if I want to run and say, oh my God, no. Now I have to move out. And raise up churches. Give people information. So that's right there. It's an apostle. So, hey. I didn't call myself. He called me. And just what you study. If you study the things them that I give to you. I'm not telling you to study all of it. But most of the scriptures that I give. Look them over on another day. It doesn't have to be the same day. But I gave that to you. To look it over. Another time in your quiet time. Because look at this. I try to put the stuff together, and I have a serious challenges. Computer didn't want to work, and you know I'm not a computer savvy. Nothing works. The next day, I try to do it again, and it was not work. And I take a deep breath, and I sit back. And I said, Lord, it's on you. And I was able to mastermind and get some of it done. Why? Because the Spirit of God wanted you to see what he had placed in my heart. He placed those things in my heart. And I gave them out to you. So now. We are all David. We are all David today. I don't know what we're going to be tomorrow. But today. David was a challenge. David had a challenge. And he was a challenge. He never really think right all the time. So right now, look at David and look at us. Look at us. We sin. We act up. We don't do the right thing. But what did God do? He said, you know what? This is a man after my own heart. We're the same. Just like David. So David out there, he took somebody's wife, kill off the poor man, took the wife, gave her a baby. But if you continue, see, things didn't work right. It didn't work right for David in the end. If you read it, you'll see what happened to that child. But you got to read it for yourself. You don't wait for me to tell you. Read this and study the Bible for yourself. Go and see what happened to that child. Go and see what happened. He loved the poor man, put him in the front of the battle, and took his wife. Covering one sin to the next sin. But still, my God, David was a man after God's own heart. Now Jesus came on the cross and he died for us, and we are now after God's heart. He loved us unconditionally. And he gave us a commission. He commissioned us to go forth and preach the gospel. As a matter of fact, his disciple, he had 12. One of them betrayed him. Remember Judas? Peter denied him. Everybody was so scared they went into hiding. But guess what? At the end, before he leaves, he said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. That is it. But that's what he did. He charged them to go forth. He tell them, go forth. I mean, if you look in the word of God, you'll see it. Lord God, I thank you and I praise you and I worship you.
Lord God, I thank you and I worship and I praise you. Heavenly Father, we give you the highest praise. We worship. Speak to your children. Open up their understanding and their knowledge. Whatever we study, whatever we learn, whatever we fast on, let us go forward on them. Go into the world. Preach the gospel. Every creature must be preached to. That simple means when you go out there and you see them, you say, you start talking. Are you saved? No. Okay, but what is saved? So you know your scriptures. You go over into John, Lord God, John 3:16. And you find the scriptures, then mark up your Bible. Put scriptures together that you can jump from one to the next. He that believe is baptized and they shall be saved. You're not going to be damned because you said, Lord God Almighty, I love you. I care for you. I want you to be my Lord and my Savior. I give you all my sin. Take it. And what's going to follow when you give your life to Christ? The Great Commission. These signs. You don't follow signs. You don't follow signs. The signs is going to follow you. What are you going to do in the name of Jesus? In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that it will speak, Lord God. Not only speak, Lord, but it will speak with new tongues. I thank you, Lord God Almighty, that the heavens gonna open up and they're gonna see angels dispatching all over. I thank you that they're gonna move in the supernatural. Give them supernatural eyes, God Almighty. Open now the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon them that when they go, they know that they're walking in the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost, that they may be able to take up serpents, that if they drink any deadly thing. I remember when I was first, when the Father God first come to me and I got saved. Oh God, this was my scripture, because this is the scripture that he gave to me. And I went with my mama. Not really my mom, but, you know, I grew up with her in Hartford. And we went to the Seventh-day Adventist. We went to the Seventh-day Adventist. And they had a thing up there in Poughkeepsie, New York. And I went into this thing. This is a thing that if your skin go into it, I forgot the name of it, you will get all different kind of bumps and scratch all over. Poison ivory. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And everybody up there talking about the poison ivy. Oh, this one lady went and she got all kind of poison ivy all over her. But listen to yours truly, Miss Ruti now. Just got saved. And I said, you know what? I'm believing God with this scripture. Honey, I went over in there because it said, if you pick up any deadly things, and honey, I went into that bed of poison ivy. Wallowed myself from top to bottom, and I got out of it. Not a scratch. Well, I don't know if I'll do it now and it'll be the same, but at that time, it did. The Father was letting his word know that if you just trust him, and if you just believe in his word. And so what if I had gone into it and poison ivy take me over? You know what? That would have been stupid, hey? Bless my darling heart and my stupid head. But tell you what, it didn't happen. Everybody over there had poison ivy, but I didn't. God was just ministering to me. God was just showing me that he had called me out of my mother's womb by name, just like he had called you, for a purpose and for a plan. And certainly, my God, there is no other God beside me, he was saying. Whatever you give to me, I am going to take care of it. You don't have to worry. He was just showing himself strong. You couldn't tell me nothing. You couldn't tell me nothing. He was just ministering to me to let me know
I called you. When you call me, I'm going to be there. You don't have to worry. I'm going to be there for you. I'm your child. You're my child. Whatever I want to call it, you're my dad. I'm my dad. Because at that time, I know nothing. I may call it. I might say, you know, daddy, let me tell you something. Because at that time, I was too much. Daddy, guess what? You're not my dad. I'm the one in charge. Because you know how we get sometimes. And want to give our orders. What am I trying to say? What am I actually saying right now? I am saying, just as David sinned, and all time he sinned, he would cry out to God. He would ask for forgiveness. And another thing, he would go and worship God. Look at all the scriptures that I give out. Day 3, he would worship God. Day 1, he would worship God. He would worship God. Worship God. Take those scriptures out and look over those scriptures. Some of those scriptures, look them over, the ones that you have. Don't let just this be today. Don't let that be for today. Let it be on a continual basis. Open up your heart now. Let the Spirit of God come and reign. Let the power of God move. The tranquility of your being, that you be so tranquil that. I remember when my daughter was in ORU and we went to Oral Roberts over there, university. And even the birds on the, when they walk, you could think the birds was in the spirit. That means they were so tranquil. Get to be like that bird today. So tranquil. So, and feel so anointed that way, even when you walk, you feel the peace of God. The anointing of God. Ask the Father. Let him show you mystery. Let him show, you know what? I don't know if I'm making any sense, but be like Paul, what we talked about the last time. Not I, but Christ live and reign inside of me. Cry out to him today. Cry out to him today. Cry out to him today. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Cry out to him. Why? Get to know him. Why? That the power of his resurrection. Why, Lord God? Cry out to him today. Cry out to him today. In our time of worship, we are chosen of God. We are chosen of God. We are chosen of God. Cry out, cry out, cry out. Cry out. Dance like David. Let's dance like David. Lose yourself, like I said, in one of them. I said dead luggage and weights. Drop them off for you. Cry out for deliverance. Make a joyful night. Worship him. Worship him. Get light. Get light. Praise and exalt the Lord God of hosts. Praise God. Those are the things that we talk. Little Mary talk about these things. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. He said if you don't praise him, the rock will cry out. You in a battle? Praise him. Praise him. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we sing songs in the morning and in the afternoon. Lord, we worship you. in the name that is above every name. In the name that is above every name, in the name that is above every name. Lord, we worship. Lord, we praise. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Be like David. Worship him. Worship him out of your grave clothes. Worship him. Worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah. Worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him, worship him. Worship him. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Worship. Worship. My God. My God. At this time, we're going to ask Amani for communion, and then after that, if you have any praise requests, we will praise, and then we will take all prayers, and then we will finish at 3, worship him. Amani, are you there? Amani? Ah, Kalmashot. Kiramalo Kosha Laraba Sande.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and I am so grateful that we can rejoice and be glad in it. And right now, I want everyone to just take in all the good news, just all the grace and the mercy, and just receive all that God has for us. He already did it on the cross, and right now, we're going to just remember and memorialize what he did by receiving the Holy Communion at this time. And if everyone have your elements available, if you have bread or a cracker and some grape juice, I'm going to take the reading from the book of John.
Hallelujah.
Starting in chapter 6.
Hallelujah.
And verse 50. And as we remember this, there is power in the Holy Communion. This is what God did through his Son for us to continue to know the power of what we can possess just by receiving his body and his blood.
Hallelujah.
Our healing, our deliverance, and our freedom. And when Jesus came to his disciples, and it was just such an impartation of power, they probably didn't even know that they were receiving, but I know I appreciate this. And I know that by receiving his body, we have healing. Receiving his blood, we have redemption. And we are not only buried with Christ, we are also raised up with him, with the resurrection life, which is exciting. I mean, just powerful. So what Jesus said,
Jesus,
when that time he said, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. So as we receive and remember what Jesus did for us by receiving his body, this bread, and drinking up this grape juice, this wine, the vine, we get came later. Jesus said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eateth this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh,
hallelujah,
which I will give for the life of the world.
Hallelujah.
And it was such a generous gift, he said, for the life of the world, but we have to be receivers of it. And we are believers, as believers, to receive this precious gift so we may yet live.
Hallelujah.
Clearly, clearly, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. We must be receivers of this precious gift to have life in us and everlasting life, even after this realm. So if everyone will take and receive the bread, which is Jesus' body, we are receiving the bread of heaven. Please receive.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus said, for my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him.
Hallelujah.
So we are not alone. He is in us as we receive his precious
hallelujah
blood.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
As we receive and memorialize the precious bread and wine of the Lamb of God, we have eternal life and we yet live. And that is the joy. That is the supernatural joy. That is the supernatural spiritual joy. We yet live and reign with him.
Hallelujah.
And I thank you all for partaking and remembering
Jesus,
what Jesus did for us, that we reign with him and we yet live.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We eat the body and we drink the blood and we live. Think about that for a moment. The body and the blood. Healing and deliverance. Covenant with Jesus Christ. Today, when we go about our day-to-day lives, Just let us reflect. What Jesus did. Because of what he did, we have healing. We have deliverance. Because of what he did, we are sanctified through the blood of Jesus Christ. Because of what he did, we can go boldly and we could stand, take deep breaths, breathe in and breathe out, inhale and exhale. Because of what he did, we can declare supernatural life, not only on this earth, but in the earth, hallelujah, in the heavens, just because of what he did. Thank you, Imani.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for bringing that to us. Thank you for this constant reminder. Because he lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Better yet, we can face right now. Because the minute of the second is promised to no one. So because of 11, the life that we have in him, we can face any second, any minute, in any hour. Because he lives. With all swords drawn, girt or loins, with everything that we have, the word of God, we can come now. And we can say, life more abundantly, because he lives. Well, do you have any praise report, anyone? You want to spend more time with God, or you just pray? What you want to?
No, like, just have that person more. Like, the things of this, like, transparent with us. You know, all God first. The things of this.
Oh, you want more of God?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you this day. Your daughter comes and she wants more of you. Put your hand over your heart. Put your hand over your heart. Place your hand over your heart. And we are going to pray, we are going to pray, we are going to pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost to come now and to restore your heart cry and to let you be so close that the things that you pray for, the angels that you want to come and minister to you, they will come. The Holy Spirit will come. You're going to get dreams and visions as you want, and you're going to be able to interpret them as they come. I want you to put your hand over your heart, and I'm going to pray. And once I tell you to move your hand from your heart, I want you to put it on your brain. That means your mind right up there. That means your soul realm. So we're going to touch the heart. From the heart, it's going to go to your mind. And out of your heart, the abundance, it says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. So your mouth will speak. Okay? So we're going to pray right now. Father God, in the name that is above every single name, we come now and we say, touch. Touch your handmaid now. You have declared that she was formed out of her mother's womb before the foundation of the earth. We saw that in Isaiah. We saw that in Ephesians. So, Lord God, today we come. Touch her. Deliver her. Set her free that she may be able to hear, see, and know. Now, put your hand on top of your head. I am doing that right now. Fire of the living God. 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 Come now and minister now from the inside out. Father, I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that is going to minister to her. And she is going to see things. She is going to know things. Her eyes. Put your hand over your eyes. Put your hand over your eyes. Supernatural eyesight, supernatural eyesight. Father, now we thank you now for supernatural eyesight in Jesus' mighty name. We praise and we worship you now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Alrighty, girl, just let me know. Give me a praise report when you get them. When you go to bed tonight, you could let me know how you feel, or even when you get off the phone, and how you feel when you get up in the morning about the things that you're seeing, and the spirit of interpretation is going to come. You're praying and asking God that when you get dreams, you want to be able to interpret, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. See. All right. So we speak that in the atmosphere. Praise God. So I didn't know that, but the Holy Spirit knows. So we speak that in the atmosphere, okay? And I'm looking forward for you to start seeing things and hearing things and getting all excited about things and stay in the Word of God. Stay in the Word of God. Take your Bible out. Start reading and start putting one or two scriptures beside each other. That means if you find something in Genesis, you go over to Revelation. And what you do, you kind of
Put your Genesis over your Revelation and your Revelation over your Genesis. You understand what I mean? Like, you see, say Genesis 1, okay? And you go to Revelation 1. Does not necessarily mean the same, but I'm just giving you, you know, some examples. You put Revelation 1 to Genesis 1. You put Revelation 1, Genesis 1 to Revelation 1. That is how you're going to learn and study. You got to know the Word of God. You have to know the Word. You got to start reading from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You got to read. It's a Jamaica. Jamaica said Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, put on the fork and yam with your hand. We say eat with our hand. No, no, no. Don't eat. Let the Word of God come inside of you. Eat up every word. Eat up every word. That when the dreams and the visions come, you know how to interpret them. You know how to interpret them by the Spirit. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Next person, next person. Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Jennifer.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I want to thank God. I'm doing well. I just want to thank God today. This is Zach's last day on campus. He and all of his classmates are at Lincoln University surviving through COVID, and I just want to praise God. The devil rose up against him last week, attacked his foot, and he almost didn't make it.
That's a lie. So guess what? Oh, guess what? I want you to put your hand. I want you to put your hand on your left foot.
Oh, I can't. I put my foot on my foot.
Where are you?
I'm outside. I'm working, but I said I have to get on. I'm on the call.
So you're not anywhere where you could touch your left foot?
Yes, I'm touching it.
Good. I want you to put it around the ankle. Right around your ankle, because that's where that is where his problem lies, around his ankle.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And first of all, he got to eat right, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got to eat right, okay? I come against every lying spirit. Nothing that's going to jump off of you going to jump off of him. The enemy is trying to attack him, okay?
Yes,
the enemy, those demonic snakes are trying to attack him, but in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I plead the blood of Jesus over you, and I command you to loose him now and let him go. Loose him.
Yes.
Loose him. He's trying to let him get second guessing himself. That's what's going on. Oh, shakala na 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 ma kodo da 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 ba how to da 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 ba da 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 ba sunday da 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 ba. You can't turn to food. You can't turn to food because all that gonna do is gonna give him sugar. Okay.
It's gonna give him what?
All it's gonna do is give him sugar. We don't want that. We don't want him to turn to food. We don't want the enemy to come in and confuse his mind. Okay.
Yeah.
We don't want that. So the enemy can't get you. And they say, well, drop off a head, drop on shoulder. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It will not attack him. Do you understand me? When he come home, you put him on the Rastafarian diet. Fruits and vegetable and water.
Okay.
Fruits, vegetable, and water. If him love ackee and sausage, it's fine. But fruit, vegetable, and water. Cut out the rice and the dumpling. Okay?
Okay.
Keep him in the jail with his fish. The devil is a lion.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So what time is he going to reach home? What time is he reaching home?
He'll be home on Monday.
All right. Okay, so text me. Text me when he get home on Monday, and then I'll talk to him on Tuesday. Nobody, no, nobody call me midnight. It ain't going to be no midnight special for me now. Okay? All right. So, when he reach home, you call me. That way me and him can talk, all right? You understand English?
No, I had to put you on mute because somebody was talking to me because I'm at work. That's what I was trying to
say. You know something?
I didn't hear everything you were saying, though. I heard everything you were
saying. Me not like that, you know? Okay. In the name of Jesus. When me I talk to him, me like think about the respond. So now, tell you what. When he come home, like I said on Monday, you call me on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can text me Monday night and I'll give you my availability. Okay?
Yeah, okay. All right then. Yes, definitely.
But in the name of Jesus, I stand and I agree. In Jesus' name. All right.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Anybody else? Anybody else? One going, one gone. Okay. All right. No praise report. Mama. Hallelujah. 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 Go ahead. You talking? Hallelujah. 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 Father, we give you praise and we give you worship now. Father, we give you praise and we give you worship now. We give you praise now, Lord, and we give you worship. Let everything that have breath praise your holy name. Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for this time of the hour. Father God, I thank you for every single person that was online. In the name that is above every single name, we thank you. And as we leave this line today, Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will go forth. Run after your people. Take them over. Minister to them. Show them things to come. Open up their eyes. Give them eyesight. Give them insight. In the name of Jesus, finances release. Health release. Abundance release. Joy release. Suicidal spirit broken. Salvation release. Abortion, oh my God, broken. Worry working, we broke it. Fear and fatigue, we break it. Emotional problems, we break it. And now, oh my God, worry and fret, we break it now. And call for physical healing in the body, in the name of Jesus. Release now, Lord God, your people. Release them, Lord God, to let them go forth. They don't have to be in the fivefold ministry, but release them to be able to go forth and be winners of soul, Lord God. In the nation of Labakoria, Mama Lama, take it, Labahanda. Bind the spirit of depression and oppression in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every discouragement, okay, so you feel discouraged, we bind that up and we release encouragement into your life right now. And the encouragement is like, look, you're an overcomer. The enemy can't do anything to you and your family. The enemy think he won, but he didn't win. Jesus see it all. Don't get depressed and downhearted. It is all good. It's all taken care of.
Amen.
It is all good. It's all taken care of. Be strong in the Lord and be in the power of his might. Put on an old armor of God where you'll be able to stand. Yeah, don't worry yourself. You have children that is where would children don't want to listen? Pray for them. You walk in love, walk upright before them. And the Bible said, do not spare the rod and spoil the child. So therefore, I'm not telling you to go out there and beat anybody or whoop them out. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, be firm. When you say no, hey, you mean no. If you say yes and then you say, oh my God, baby, come please, I love you. They're not going to understand that you mean firm. You were firm. Be firm and be strong. And don't back down because you're the one paying the bill. And you know what? If they're Indian, if they have age and they're paying the bill, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. You let them know. If they even take their $200 or their $100 or their $50 and go out there is no rent out there. Not even if you go down into the smoke area. Ain't nobody out there going to rent you a place of $50 a month. Maybe $50 a week in the slum. So you got to be wise. So don't worry about a thing. That's what they say in Jamaica. Every little thing is going to be all right. No confusion. Da, 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 da. Wake up this morning in peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Wake up this morning in tranquility and love. And now what else? We bind the spirit of disobedience. And we now walk in obedience. And if you have done anything, if you hurt anybody, call them and apologize. If you want to forgive somebody, forgive them. You know why? Because you are moving out in your ministry. And you want to have a clean hand and a pure heart. You want to be like a David, where you just worship God in the beauty of his holiness. And you want to have a peace of mind. And you want to establish freedom and tranquility in the name that is above every single name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I want to thank you all today for being on the line. I want to thank you all for being on the David's Fast. And I hope to God in my mind, or out of my mind, or wherever mind I have, that you had a wonderful fast. And you learned something about David. That when trial and tribulation comes, you know you repent and you go for it and you praise God anyhow. Yes, and you praise him out of your grave clothes. Praise him in the morning, praise him in the evening. And there's a thing that says when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So I want to thank you guys for being on the call. I love you. I give God thanks for you. And they say in Israel, shalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom. God bless you. God have mercy upon you. And may his face shine upon you. And give you peace. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Bye-bye. Have a great day.